Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So, Louise...
Good Eats Kitchen, love them. It doesn't matter.
Nothing
right
else
now,
matters.
Okay?
Nothing.
I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
Everybody go to Good Eats Kitchen, buy food, go to mygoodeatskitchen.com. Awesome people, great food. Oh, by the way, LSU beat Alabama on Saturday, Michelle. LSU 46, Bama 41. Good Eats Kitchen people, go there. This was an 8-year exorcism, Michelle. This was pent-up frustration and an 8-year release of emotion pent up. All the frustration from getting screwed out of a national championship in 2011. Go to Good Eats Kitchen, by the way. Then the Yeldon play in 2012 and Zach Mettenberger crawling off the field in 2013, gagging it away at home in 2014 in overtime, Fournette getting stonewalled, not scoring a point in 2016, doing the silly jet sweep thing in 2017, wasting a whole nother year, then last year being embarrassed. Finally!
Finally.
People who fancy themselves, along with LSU, as being among the national elite. Now you can finally say that. Go to Good Eats Kitchen, by the way. Now you can finally say that, Michelle, and it's legitimate. LSU is yet again among the national elite. You are not nationally elite if you can't win your conference, and you could not win your conference and get to the playoff until you beat Alabama. And finally, LSU has made the necessary changes. I give Ed Orgeron all the credit in the world. As someone who was very opposed to his hiring, he was self-aware enough to change the mistakes he made early. He changed this offense. He pushed the right buttons. He's got the players loving him and playing for him. And they went to Tuscaloosa, and they kicked the crap out of Alabama up and down the field for 60 minutes. Respect to Tua for playing hard. I know the final score was close, but the bottom line is LSU put up 550 yards on Alabama and scored 46 points. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 4 touchdowns, Michelle. MyGoodEatsKitchen.com, by the way. 4 touchdowns from scrimmage that had never happened against Alabama by any team under Nick Saban in Alabama. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Joe Burrow locked up the Heisman, Michelle. It's over. The second Saturday in December, LSU will have their second Heisman Trophy winner in history. In 126 years of football, it is very rare that you have program-defining days. Saturday was a program-defining day. LSU is going to be in the college football playoff. Joe Burrow is going to win the Heisman Trophy, and you should go to Good Eats Kitchen or mygoodeatskitchen.com.